ABC Radio Australia.
Writing and editing a book in a country that doesn't have a publishing industry is a challenging undertaking, but that's exactly what 30 women from Vanuatu have done, and they're now preparing to release the country's first collection of short stories and poems by women. It's called Sister Stun Up Strong, and its contributors range from young to old, some coming from very remote locations. Reporter Marion Farr caught up with a couple of them to find out what it's like to be a contemporary female writer in Vanuatu.
I am a woman, a wife, a mother, recalling my earlier years. Back then, I didn't feel safe. I was imprisoned like living in a cave. The dominance of men made me less brave. Back then, I gave into silence. I was surrounded by so many violence. Those around me gave no respect, no guidance. Back then, I knew many a bully. I was victimized and targeted cruelly. Their power over me would torment me surely. Back then, I felt abuse well. I was not an equal, I could always tell. The priority was the boys, and many times I fell. But now my daughters are here in these latter days. No more should my girls live in fear. Their pathway should be one more clear. All protection should be given to the ones we hold dear. No more should my girls be abused, their opinions and behaviors accused. All their potential and value should not be refused. And no more should my girls feel unequal, their rights and voices drowned by some people. All I ask is that their lives be a better and respected sequel. So I press shoreward for access, and I press upward for success. But more so, I press forward for progress. I do this not only so that I myself can rule, but to empower my daughters whose lives matter more. My name is Telstra Jimmy, and I come from one of the northern islands in Vanuatu, called Motolava. I love to write poetry and a tiny bit of short story at the moment.
Telstar Jimmy is one of the contributors to the anthology Sister Stun Up Strong, a collection of poetry, short stories and essays by women in Vanuatu.
Vanuatu is a very male-dominated society of people, and growing up being a girl is not easy for most of us. Oftentimes we feel neglected, we feel suppressed, we feel that we're always the second priority. But now I feel that we should be speaking up more for the women and girls in our society. I have two daughters of my own, and my desire is that they do not go through the same experiences or challenges that we ourselves have faced. And therefore, I decided to write this poem.
Have you always had a knack for writing?
I started writing when I was 15. My mother left us and my parents got separated. So I was really not good about being outspoken about my feelings back then. So the only way was to put it down on paper. And so the first poem I wrote was for my mother. It was called Wishing You Were Here, and people were reading it and they were like, you have a knack for writing, you should write some more. So I've been writing poetry ever since. Now I'm 38 years old with three children. My eldest is 17 now.
Ms. Jimmy published her first book in 2018 when she was studying at university.
I hope that this is a platform where other women can learn that our voices are also important. And I know that there are some people writing out there, and I wanted for more women writers to come out. And so I was very happy when we started talking about this, because this has been one of my dreams, to also help other women in Vanuatu, or from Vanuatu, to be able to publish their poetry, their fiction and their creative nonfiction and essays as well. And after being a part of this and seeing the forms of literature that have come out from it, it's just amazing. There's so many great reading that I'm very happy to be a part of this anthology, where we're able to share our work with the nation as a whole, and also have this as something that can inspire other writers to also come out and be able to publish their work. So I'm very, very honored to be a part of this. It's something that is not common here in Vanuatu, literature and literature writing and reading. But I'm happy to say that this is slowly changing. Last year alone, there's been quite a few published books around literature. And so I'm very happy to see that more and more exposure has been given to writers in Vanuatu or from Vanuatu. Through this anthology, we hope that more can come from that.
She says it's encouraging to see other women in Vanuatu find their voices through writing.
If we were to have this done probably 10 years ago, we would probably have had a different reception of it. But with the help of many programs that have supported gender equality in the country, we're seeing that people are more open to the themes that we write about. Before, it was very taboo, and we couldn't come out openly to speak about these things. And even now, there's still a cause of people not being comfortable to discuss it openly, but at least it's going out there. And we are not getting as much backlash. I know that the pieces that are in this anthology go on to speak about so many other controversies, but let's see how the public reacts to that once we've published.
The book is due to come out in May. Here's co-editor Rebecca Olul.
What we've seen in the submissions that we had received and that then were put together to form this anthology is that there's lots of interest from women living in Vanuatu as well as women living abroad who've had some experience of Vanuatu to be part of this project. And the book, as it is currently, features over 30 writers, so all of them women. We say, 65 years separates the youngest one, who was about 20 actually when she submitted. In terms of the narrative arc and the kinds of writing that is contained in there, it really stretches from the blackbirding days to Vanuatu's independence in 1980 from the French and British. And then, kind of looking forward and coming into the age where Vanuatu has turned 40. So it really encompasses a whole period, if you like. It's the first of its kind, really. There's never been anything like it. But I would say, the themes that are coming through is about women having a voice and, if you like, kind of expressions of feminism, but also issues of violence, which, as we know, are some of the key issues that are affecting women, not just in Vanuatu, but across the Pacific.
She says there are many barriers to being a female writer in Vanuatu.
There've been some really prolific writers in Vanuatu, women writers like Grace Melissa, like Mildred Sope, to name a couple of them, who really kind of put their thoughts out there on paper. But after that, there's really been a death in the kind of literature that's coming out of Vanuatu. From an editing perspective, there were, women that you could email and they would come back to you right away. But there's also the woman who is a stay-at-home mother, is responsible for her children, and the challenge of having to take the printed paper and go and find her or give her a call and then try to locate her. It's, kind of getting your hands dirty and really going out and finding these women or giving them a phone call because they live on another island. Those were some of the challenges.
To get the book published, the contributors had to look further abroad.
Our project team spans across Vanuatu, New Zealand and Fiji. Of course, trying to work across these three countries has not been easy. The other key challenge for us was, of course, the lack of publishing industry in Vanuatu. But we were not going to let that stop us. We were keen to find ways and to collaborate to get this out.
The book is being published by Victoria University Press, based in New Zealand. In its pages, you'll find a short story Rebecca Olul wrote with her mother.
It's definitely a different experience. We had never written anything together. It was a really lovely experience. They came, they saw, they labelled, and they are here. Still labeling, still. They came, they saw, they labeled, still labeling. Fragile states, unfinished states, small island developing states, arc of instability, Pacific Island countries and territories, Pacific Islands, least developed country graduating to middle income country. As if graduating is cause for celebration. neocolonialism. Call it out for what it is, not another's backyard. All labels with inescapable implications. Vanuatu, who are you?
Rebecca Olul there reading the story she wrote for her mother for the Vanuatu Women's Anthology, Sister Stand Up Strong.